This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Essential mobile app development strategies for success. Learn key mobile app development strategies that ensure great user experience, security, and success, plus how continuing education can help. Mobile app development strategies, what you should know. Hey, so I wanted to chat about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, and honestly, it ties into a lot of what people are curious about these days. Mobile app development and the best strategies behind creating apps that actually work. Whether you're someone who's tinkering with your first app or a professional thinking about the next big project, understanding a solid approach can make all the difference. So, what does a good mobile app development strategy look like? Let's break it down into some key points that really matter in today's landscape. Know your audience. Sounds basic, right? But too often, developers skip the step of really researching their end users, what they need, where they get frustrated, and what solves their problems. Your app should be designed with those people in mind. User personas and feedback loops help a ton here. Choose the right platform. Are you developing for iOS, Android, or both? Each has its own ecosystem, user base, and technical requirements. Sometimes you want to build a native app for each platform to optimize performance. Other times, cross-platform frameworks like React Native or Flutter can speed up development and reduce costs. Focus on UX, UI. User experience and user interface design aren't just buzzwords, they're critical. An app with poor UX/UI won't get much traction, no matter how good the underlying technology is. Think about simplicity, clear navigation, responsive design, and accessibility. Testing prototypes with real users can really help polish this. Agile development and iteration. The days of building a huge app in secrecy and then launching it and hoping for the best are fading. Agile methodologies encourage small, iterative updates based on real user data. This also ties into continuous integration and continuous deployment, helping you respond quickly to bugs and feature requests. Security and privacy. With increasing concerns about data privacy, your app needs to handle sensitive information responsibly. This means encrypted data, secure authentication methods, and compliance with standards like GDPR or CCPA, depending on your audience. Performance optimization. Nobody wants a laggy app that eats their battery or crashes randomly. Speed and stability are key, so making wise choices about code efficiency, reducing app size, and managing network requests can give you a competitive edge. Effective marketing and monetization plan. Even the best app won't succeed if no one knows about it. Mobile app marketing is a whole field in itself, from App Store optimization, ASO, to social media campaigns and influencer partnerships. Plus, deciding if your app will be free, freemium, subscription-based, or rely on ads affects your growth strategy. I also think it's pretty cool how the realm of continuing education and professional development supports developers in honing these skills. Resources like Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, offer some amazing opportunities for adult education and lifelong learning in tech and beyond. If you're looking to seriously upgrade your knowledge or pivot careers into app development or other tech fields, investing time in distance learning through platforms like this is worth considering. Explore courses now with Vrversity and see what new skills you can unlock. Thinking about mobile apps from a strategic angle isn't just about coding. It's understanding your users, picking the right technology, iterating fast, prioritizing security, and getting your app out there in a way that resonates. Plus, as you grow your skills through effective lifelong education, you stay sharp and ready for the fast evolution in the tech world. So yeah, whether you're building an app for fun, for work, or somewhere in between, these strategies can help you navigate the process with confidence. And hey, it's okay to learn along the way. The tech landscape is always shifting, and staying curious through online courses or continuing education offers a real advantage. All right, that's it for now. Hope this was helpful and made the whole mobile app development thing a bit more approachable.